I'm sitting here in the bottom of a canyon, water flowing under the ground, not on the surface, water flowing deep down, deep, deep down, nourishing and cleansing, circulating, refreshing, renewing. And it's a place that I come often and that I used to come to when my children were little. And we'd play here together, and sometimes there would be water flowing after a particularly heavy storm, and it might flow for days, even weeks, before disappearing again into the sand, like the tides of history, moving, ebbing, flowing. And the music, the flute, the instrument, the tool that allows the music to take form in this space-time world is like a worm on the end of a hook, a little dangling piece of juiciness. And then we bite into it, and we're hooked. We're hooked. We're on to something. And we may fight the line, and often do for long periods of time. But ultimately we surrender because we realize we're being reeled in by a power whose sole motivation for doing that is love. And you and I are parts of the whole, and parts of that love. And the music opens up that channel in us, in every one of us, that lets us feel what it's like to be part of the whole. Now, it's a long, long line. And there are many, many, many things to discover as we follow that path. And some of them are going to have threatening-like appearances. And the feelings that accompany those can feel painful and scary, but it's part of the lesson that that happened, that trauma, which was delivered to you by a loved one, or at least somebody close to the family, a piano teacher, whoever it was, that abused that rose petal bud opening up into the world of music, not deliberately, not maliciously, a consequence of their own programming, mindlessly played out on you. And that's just one of the little dark bubbles in there that keep us from experiencing ourself as joy.